If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final hour, Old School. Jay Foreman here. Tom Stevens sitting in for DP today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, do you think, here's what I'm thinking. Do you think Old School players like Key Phrase can go back and get some money from, like, Old School NIL money from, like,
yeah,
all the videos?
Man.
That run against Tommy in Florida?
Tommy would have been probably number one, right?
Oh, for sure. He already had the – anytime you have a, like, singular name,
right?
Tommy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like Jordan, Tommy. Right. Yeah, for sure. He was the quarterback. And he was a winner.
Yeah. And then who?
I was there?
Who would have made the most in your era, for like from 93
probably,
on?
Well, Tommy, the Peter brothers,
individually
or collectively, then the D-line – and then the running back, and then the offensive line.
Amon would have made some money.
With the pipeline. Yeah. Anybody that was from, like, the Omaha or kind of, like, local areas, they would have probably cleaned up.
I mean, you could have gone just downtown and done a video or something or tweeted about it if you had social media. And those bars, I mean, they probably let a few guys get a drink or two free anyway.
I don't remember anything like that, but I would have surely done one like for Iguanas or Brothers or whatever it was. What was the Main Street Cafe?
You would have done it for a burger probably back in college, right?
Burgers.
Yeah, burger a day or a night or something like that.
The biggest would have been like car dealerships and
everybody drives it. Well, there's a lot of guys that drive in cars now.
Yeah, I know. Expensive ones, too.
I remember Doug DeBose. That was a big scandal. He got a car from
a
dealership.
Well, they said that's what messed up the whole deal. So when I got here, they said that's the reason why nobody got any envelopes, man.
Nebraska, you know, got –
what's
was,
up with that?
I mean, they never got in much trouble during the whole Osborne era.
No.
There was that book deal thing. There was the Doug DeBose thing. There was the Eric Crouch ham sandwich thing that he ate a ham sandwich on a plane or something given by a booster, and he got in trouble for that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's a real deal.
Really?
They was given a ride by a booster. I think the plane ride was legal, but the ham sandwich was not. I couldn't figure out why. Yeah. I mean, but it's,
that was back when the NCAA was doing way too much. Now they're not doing enough.
Well, I mean, Adrian Fiala told me that he got several $100 handshakes back in the day.
I didn't get any. That's honestly the truth. I didn't get any.
You got ripped off.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I say these young dudes need to get all they can. That's terrible. That's terrible, like Barkley says.
So you don't buy any of that, hey, they're getting a free education, they're getting a stipend, all those things. That's not – they're going to get this new $150 million, now $160 million because it's been reappraised.
Facility
that they get a hangout in. Is that important to athletes anymore?
I'm sure it is. I mean, I think Clemson really jumped out there when they had the barbershop and they had the golf simulator. You know, when after they were.
I imagine this thing will have a lot of that stuff
it'll
in
have
it.
Yeah, it's important. You know, it's good for that because you can keep guys happy in close proximity. You know, keep them safe, obviously, with the times of, obviously, you know, whether it's COVID or West Nile or whatever they got going on. But, yeah, it's important. But I think that they, like I said, you earn your scholarship from high school. You continue to earn it, what you do in the classroom, outside of the football field, as you're in public, and then, obviously, on the field. NIL is totally different. People try to mix it in together. Yeah. NIL has nothing to do with your scholarship.
No, it has
so
nothing.
It's
Nor
about,
should it.
It shouldn't. So it's the ability for these student-athletes to be fully a student. Because if you're in the business school and say you got somehow an academic scholarship, you can still go get a job, right? Mm. You can still, if you're really, really – in the forefront of some sort of like business app, you can make money that way. So it's the same thing with athletes.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, it's all great that, you know, people say that, oh, well, you get a bunch of sweatsuits and all that. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not trying to hear that. And as long as it's done the right way and protecting the players and ideally like to educate them is great. You know, I think one of the things that you'd like to see is a little bit of adjustment from the education standpoint. Mm. And a little bit more clarity how it all works, because nobody really knows. We could have 10 guys on here for 10 straight days, and everybody would have just a little bit different idea how it really works. Nobody knows.
How does Nebraska get back to you pointed out Ohio State. You have no problem that Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave are leaving the school. They're first-round draft picks. Nebraska used to have a ton of first-round draft picks. You wouldn't have had a big problem probably if Wistrom or Peter or somebody else, Amon Green, goes, you know, and doesn't play in a meaningless bowl game. But first of all, you got to have first-round draft picks for that to happen.
Sure.
I mean, so that means how did Nebraska sell you? Who was your lead recruiter? What did they say to you and your parents that got you to Nebraska? I mean, because Nebraska needs to obviously get back to that.
You know, really on the front end of your statement, these guys, the NFL money now, even like if you're picked high in the third round, I think you're getting a big signing bonus.
Right.
So that's a life-changing opportunity. So you got to respect that. So say let's go from round one to middle of the top three or even third round. I mean, that's a big decision. My lead recruiter was Dan Young, rest in peace, and Ron Brown. And then Coach Osborne was the closer. And, you know, the story goes that they were up there recruiting Dave Watson, who was a tight end at Bloomington Jefferson, and Lane Kiffin. And we were playing them in, like, a big homecoming cross-town rivalry game. I mean, they went to Bloomington Jefferson, and I was at Eden Prairie. And, you know, we both were battling for the, you know, at this late conference title. Yep. We both were tied, winner take all, pretty much. And Nick Saban was there watching them, you know, watching those dudes, and they had all the hype coming in. And
he was at Michigan State at that time?
Yeah, he was at Michigan State, and rest is history. You know, I did my thing, and then, you know, both schools start recruiting me after that. But my biggest deal or my thought process was never to come here. It was never – NFL never crossed my mind, not even once. Now, granted, if you ask me what I like to play in the NFL, heck yes, I love football.
Any school sell the NFL to you?
No. None that I consider.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, when they give you the pamphlet of all, like, their whole media guide, they had Nebraska.
All the guys that went to the league.
Sure. But it wasn't a selling point. I wanted to come here, get a good education, keep my nose clean, and start possibly by my senior year. I knew I had a lot of work to do, and I knew Nebraska was a good enough team. I didn't come in here with a big head and thinking – I was going to start or have a chance to start as a freshman. And number one, Nebraska wasn't recruiting me since my sophomore year in high school. They're recruiting me through like the middle of my senior year.
They got in late.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What? Yeah, they were there looking at two other guys, or three.
That happens a lot in recruiting, right? Sure. You're looking at another dude, and you see, who's this guy?
Yeah, I'm sure when they showed up to the game, they knew who I was.
Huh.
But the letters and the phone calls weren't rolling in until, you know, I knocked a couple guys out and had a couple touchdowns. You know, so, I mean, for now to sell Nebraska now, if I was the same kid coming out and say Nebraska was recruiting me from my junior year, that's assuming where they really want you. The sell is easy. You're the only show in town. You're going to get a tremendous opportunity to make a name for yourself on and off the field.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could talk on the field, say I'm a linebacker, right? Mm-hmm. So say, you know, there's plenty of opportunity to play. Say I'm a safety because that's what I kind of played a couple games. And tremendous opportunity not only to play, start, but make a legacy for yourself. Off the field, since you were the only show in town with NIL, we got this $6 million fund that's probably – well, in the tops in the Big Ten, and who knows, top 25 in the you know, NCAA. So you have a tremendous opportunity to make money outside of football, and you get a great education, which Nebraska is second to none. And it's like, do you want to be, you know, part of the solution to get Nebraska back to where it wants to be? It takes a kid. Structure or advisory people that are advising them to get them to see past what happened last year or the years prior and what you could be. You know
but
what I'm saying?
If I'm selling Jay Foreman back in 1995, I'm selling national titles.
We didn't win national titles until I got here. Well, I came here because it was close.
But you'd always been close. They were always close.
But I grew up in a Miami household, though. So my whole New Year's was watching Miami beat the brakes off of Nebraska. My whole family went to Nebraska. My dad and my uncles, and even my play uncles went to Miami. Nebraska.
But they never forced you to go to Miami. They never said you.
My dad didn't talk to me for 2 months.
He was mad. He was mad.
He was okay with it because he had a ton of respect for Coach Osborne, and he loved Coach Osborne. But he still would have rather me went to Miami. But it was closer. It's a 5-hour drive,
right?
You know, from
it's his alma mater,
right? It's a 5-hour drive. Nebraska was winning; they got extremely close. Obviously, losing to Florida State, and you know, I always felt like I never questioned whether I eventually could play at any school. I just felt like me being from Minnesota, if everything was even, that they were going to look and take care of a Miami kid more than I would get a fair chance at Nebraska because it, you know, they're skill positions were from all over the country.
How long did it take your dad to become a Nebraska fan after you enrolled?
I think he came down when we played UCLA, and he was in. I mean, once he got over the initial 2 months, he was fine. but once I signed that paper, he was cool with it.
He didn't talk to you for 2 months, though.
He didn't talk to me for a month, for sure. 2 months was sparingly. So I'm sure my grandma tightened them up.
Man, it's your alma mater. You want your kids to go there. I mean,
I
get that.
And I wanted to go there. But at the end of the day, it didn't, you know, it just didn't work out. Nebraska really recruited me.
Yeah.
And Miami probably thought I was a layup. And by that time, I started to kind of do
a little bit. Guys want to be recruited, right? I mean, they want to know that you really want them. And when you see that, I mean, it's, you know, famous from Tom Osborne. He recruited, obviously, Mickey Joseph, and you hear that story where they had to set up a fence because they couldn't be near Mickey, and they had to hand the letter of intent through the fence, and now Mickey's back here. Hearing from Jack Pierce, and I don't think Jack was still there when
he
you
was
there.
Around.
He was around, but Jack Pierce said, I would always find the decision maker. Who's making the decision? Sometimes it's the mom, sometimes it's the girlfriend, sometimes it's dad, sometimes it's uncle, you know, and you find that guy. And Osborne was a big recruit the mom guy.
Yeah. But he knew everything about my dad, where we were from, obviously it wasn't that hard because my dad was a, you know, a great football player.
Chuck Foreman, if you don't know who he is.
But he knew that he had some barriers that he had to get through.
Yeah.
And he had to – one of the biggest things is because of the experience with at that time with the University of Wisconsin, he knew not to lie to my dad. Because if my dad felt that you weren't being up front, it was no go at all.
Well, and he was always going against salesmen. He was going against guys like Barry Switzer, who were, you know, charismatic. He knew that he wasn't charismatic.
Right.
So he relied on, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. That's what I do. I mean, I'm going to tell you straight up, this, we're recruiting you as a linebacker, not a running back or whatever. And, you know, all the details were laid out. And, of course, he did do his homework. He was a guy that, in recruiting, was a very good closer, Jack Pierce told me, because he came in and was very detailed, would sell you, but sell mom and sell dad.
Yeah, he talked to my dad for 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
It wasn't about me. It wasn't about the bells and whistles. And he obviously, you know, just talking to my dad, getting to know him, kind of getting to know what I wanted, what my dad was looking for me. And then, you know, the rest is history. But, you know, like, you know, my dad's only time that he stepped into recruiting was he's not taking a visit unless you're offering him a scholarship, because I had plenty of places to go that offered. Wisconsin lied to my dad, and he went smooth off on Barry Alvarez.
What'd they say?
That was the deal. Like, we'll offer him. You know, my dad was like, he's not getting on a plane or coming on a visit. He's not going to use one of your five visits.
Unless he's got, like, an offer.
And he said, yeah, and then got there, and they were like, we ain't going to offer you yet. I left on Saturday, so I cut my visit. My dad was like, always keep a dollar a quarter. By the time it was quarters, and you could call home. So I called home. My dad flew me home, and they called Monday, and my dad literally went off. And I guarantee you Barry Alvarez probably hung up after the first minute or two, but my dad just went off on him.
And he's a Nebraska dude. He should know better than that. Did you take all five visits?
I did.
What were the visits? Nebraska, Wisconsin, Miami.
Michigan State.
And Michigan State.
And I went to Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah, one of my best friends that we played AAU basketball together, Marcus Harris, was an All-American receiver out there.
Nice, nice.
And Joe Tiller, at that time.
He was a great coach.
He was the coach
ended up
there.
At Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I already kind of knew I was going to Nebraska, and I wanted to do Marcus a solid.
That was after Purdue, actually, wasn't it?
He went to Wyoming and then Purdue.
Then Purdue, okay. And then
I just couldn't do Laramie. I mean, it was desolate out there.
Good stuff. I want to talk some NFL with you, what's going on in the NFL. We did that whole thing, they listed the teams and whether or not you thought they were Super Bowl worthy or whether they had a chance to make the Super Bowl. Yeah. I want to do a little bit of that.
But yeah, we got to recap that now, man.
Yeah, we got to. That's right. It changes every single week. And are the Dolphins for real? They've got they've won 7 in a row after starting 1-7. Do you believe they have a chance? Jake Sorensen's team has a chance to make the playoffs. We'll talk a little NFL. We'll do it coming up next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.